it's a solar corona. This one actually has a title. It says solar corona.
Do you know whether or not the people who
here's the British thing. So if you look at that carefully, you may be able to see what that is. And we actually did give attempts to give a credit.
So the astrophysicists were getting turned on by this stuff.
Well, Beeler had a contact, and you know, I didn't know too much about it, but yeah, I mean, I think this was more
solar specialists or.
This was better visualization than anything they had at the time, I think.
And this is going on. This is big stuff for NASA because 69 is when you get the landing, and then we find out about solar storms, and that becomes a big problem with manned spaceflight because if you have a solar storm coming out of there out of the sun,
right,
you can kill all those people.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this kind of physics became very, very important fast.
Now, however, I think that Beeler's contact was at Harvard. I don't believe NASA did have an installation. At one point, there was a political decision made to have a NASA installation here in Cambridge.
And NASA was in
the third building at Tech Square. And there's a bunch of stories connected with that. Then after a while, they moved out of there and they built the present transportation building.
Right.
And then at some point, somebody said it was ridiculous to have a little group of NASA there, so they turned it into the Department of Transportation. There was
two major political forces at play on that one. First of all, of course, Johnson, when the Kennedy crowd were trying to push heavy stuff into the Boston area, Johnson wanted to go to Texas. And then when Nixon took over, then he didn't want anything to do with Massachusetts.
Right.
So that was when it became transportation, and Volpe, I think, eventually became
Secretary of
Transportation.
And Volpe was a Republican governor of Massachusetts, that's right.